Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Oh, I liked that intro. I'm Jen. Hi, guys.
Hi. All right, listen.
We have housekeeping, but yeah. Exciting housekeeping.
Housekeeping, all right. Every year, we have been able to do some kind of fun listener party. Maybe you've seen it on Instagram. Maybe you've heard us talk about it in past episodes. Bummer, bummer. We didn't get to do one in person this year, but this is the scoop. We've got one going on. We've teamed up with Moroccan Oil for something special, okay? The bad news is it's not in person, which I think you may have kind of like figured that out. The good news is that it is virtual, and that means no matter where you are in the world, yes, that means our listeners who do not live in New York, who do not even live in the United States, I'm talking, we're going global, guys. That means you can join us.
I am so excited about this. So next week on November 2nd, which is a Monday, at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 5 p.m. Pacific. And now I feel like I'm leaving out everybody in the middle. Sorry, guys. It's 6 p.m. if you're in like Colorado, 7 p.m. in Chicago. Okay, you figure it out. I don't know your time.
What time is it in Germany?
Yeah, I'm not doing the math right now.
Sydney.
It's been a long day. Just trust me. Just plug in 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in your computer and you can figure out what time that is for you. We are hosting a Moroccan Oil Masterclass with hairstylist Kevin Hughes. So this is like a class as much for you guys as it will be for Jess and I, which is why we're like especially excited. Kevin is a hair genius. He works backstage at fashion shows. His clients are people like actors like Emily Blunt, Chloe Sevigny, models like Jasmine Sanders, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, now Jess Matlin and Jen Sullivan. No. And basically, we're going to give you access to all of his knowledge. And it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, we're also going to have a good hang. And we're going to be able to ask Kevin your questions. That's right. You're going to be able to submit your questions. We're going to be asking him our questions, of which I have many. So Kevin, watch out. You're going to learn how to talk to a hairstylist and how to pick products. Then Kevin is going to give Jen and I a lesson, Kevin, like Godspeed, on how to use a curling iron properly, which is going to be like, bring up, like just get the popcorn, settle in, because that is your comedy hour that night, all right?
Jess, you're going to do great. I know you're nervous.
Okay, I'm bringing some healing balm for if I burn myself. You guys can be free to style your hair along with us, or you can just chill out and hang and laugh and just, you know, I don't know. I love the togetherness, and I really just want to hang out with you guys. You will not be on screen, so don't feel like you need to be dolled up. Just come in your jammies. Maybe you'll be at work, depending on what time it is. Just like take a little break. Just hang out and interact with us. Ask us questions, and we will recap on the next episode.
Yeah, so it is Monday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, like I said. We'll be hanging out for about an hour. It is totally free. Did we mention it's free?
Free. We all need free entertainment right now. Free.
That's right. In fact, you're even going to get a little special something from Moroccan Oil, the attendees who come with us. So more on that on our social media in the next week. We do have limited capacity, so you need to sign up as soon as possible if you want to secure your virtual ticket. And once you do, you'll get a link to log on the night of the event. So here's how you sign up. Go to fatmascara.com/Moroccan Oil to RSVP for our November 2nd event right now. That's fatmascara.com/Moroccan Oil. Moroccan Oil, which I misspell all the time, I'm going to spell out for you guys. MOROCCANOIL. I don't know why I want to put two R's in there. They're not two R's. And we will put that link on our blog, on our episode recap. We'll put it on social all week long so you can sign up. I am so excited.
Again, friends, we are hosting a Moroccan Oil Masterclass with celebrity hairstylist Kevin Hughes and Fat Mascara. It's going to be Monday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. EST. You are welcome. Just go to fatmascara.com/Moroccan Oil to sign up, and please do it ASAP. The tickets are free, but they are limited. We really hope that you can attend.
Yay! And guess what? I feel like we're done the episode because that's excitement enough for me, but we actually do have a full episode for you. So we're going to do the beauty news, and then I could not be happier about the two topics and how the alliteration of them. The magazine editor in me is so excited about the title of this episode. We're talking about crotch talks and cottage core.
Sounds so absolutely X-rated. Crotch talks and cottage core. Oh my God. I'm crossing my legs right now. I'm ouch. Painful.
All right, let's do it, guys. Here we go. It's beauty news time. And I'm in charge. You ready?
Okay, yes. I said to you before we got on, I was like, I really have no idea what you're going to tell me this week. And I haven't been paying attention to the headlines, so I have no idea what's up. Hit me.
Gather around, kiddies, Jess and friends. I will tell you. Okay, so here's what's interesting to me this week. In industry news, Forma Brands, the parent company of Morphe, is kind of quietly turning into a beauty conglomerate, in my opinion. We're not at L'Oreal or Lauder levels yet, but they just purchased Lipstick Queen, the line that had been founded by Poppy King, a former guest on the show. Mm. And they also, and I was like, well, who is Forma? They also own or incubate or run the background operations on Jaclyn Hill's line, the hairline Playa, Morphe 2, that subline with the TikTok stars, a supplement line called Such Good Everything. Anyway, if you see the name Forma, they're up and coming, and I feel like we need to keep an eye on them.
Okay.
All right, you ready? I feel like Jess is going to love this one. Sir Anthony Hopkins has launched a fragrance.
Stop it.
It is called AH Eau de Parfum. I really wanted to make a joke here. Can I just make the joke and then we'll pretend I didn't?
Okay.
And it doesn't smell like fava beans
with a Chianti. I know. I knew you were going to go there.
It's a mom joke. It's just for you. Okay, it smells like, quote, and this is from Sir Hopkins, a mystical alchemy of sublime bergamot, the ethereal note of orange blossom, illuminated by hypnotic musk to create scent magic. And then just can I add one more and still in quote, awaken your soul and unleash what's hidden inside your heart.
Oh, I like that. That's beautiful.
It also sounds like a gorgeous blend. I was like, those are some of my favorite notes. He's also doing home fragrance and a candle. And every purchase from his fragrance collection provides up to 50 meals to kids through the No Kid Hungry nonprofit.
Sir Hopkins. What a gentleman.
I salute you. Okay. There's also been a growing number of plastic-free beauty brands this year, and I'm keeping my eye on them because it's hard to do well. I just want to call out a new one that I think is pretty cool called Peach. It's sold on the Grove Collective website, and I'll put a link on our episode recap on the website. The packaging is just adorable. It didn't look like, you know, crumbly and like granola no plastic line. They make face and body cleansers, but
it didn't really look crumbly. That's good. No one wants a crumbly beauty line.
Every solid shampoo bar I've ever tried, maybe not Lush's, but like most solid shampoo bars, they like just don't really hold up. So what I thought was really interesting is not only do they do solid shampoo, they do solid conditioner. Mm. So they're these cute little colorful, they almost look like toys, shampoos and conditioners.
Cute.
So I'm ordering a set of the shampoo and conditioner ASAP because I want to let you guys know what I think. But in the news, in the spirit of the news, I wanted to tell you before I did that because I think it's an interesting launch. Okay, next up, the New Voices Foundation, which is a nonprofit dedicated to the advancement of women of color entrepreneurs, joined up with Barefoot Wines, okay, to offer grants to Black-owned beauty brands. I just wanted to highlight the recipients because they just announced them, and all these brands are great, and I just think we should give them a shout-out. Alodia Hair Care, Freedom Apothecary. This is such a cool store. It's in my hometown of Philadelphia, and you can go, like, they have, like, a scent bar, and you can do parties there, DIY Ooh. Skincare. Yeah, Goddess Beauty Supply Store, Misho Beauty, M-I-S-C-H-O. That's a nail lacquer line. Puff Cuff, which is the best name ever.
Puff Cuff, they make, I love that.
I know. They make hairstyling tools and accessories. You know, that makes sense with that name. And then Range Beauty, a line of skin-soothing cosmetics. I believe the founder has eczema, so it's in a beautiful range of colors for a lot of face products, but they also have botanicals to help with skin conditions. So cool that they all got grants, but also when companies do these grant things for their marketing purposes, it's great for me because I learn about new brands because they're just like highlighted. So I'm going to put links to all those brands and hopefully we'll keep talking about them. They seem like great brands. And last, gather round. It's time for the science corner.
We need to get you like a theme or like bubbling like beakers or something.
Yeah, there just needs to be more cabaret for some.
Yeah, we need something that signifies when it's science corner because it kind of sneaks up on me sometimes.
And it, you need to talk to Red. Red is our sound engineer, everyone. I don't think we've mentioned him yet.
Yeah, we need to be shouting out Red a bit more because Red is really the glue that holds this, that keeps the wheels on this bus.
Is. I shouted him out on the Instagram story when we were doing Emily in Paris because he was enjoying it. Red like was like the guitar tech for Gene
he was,
Simmons.
He was the bass tech for Gene Simmons.
Oh, sorry. He plays bass, my bad.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, Red's
don't get it twisted.
He makes us sound great. Thanks, Red. Why was I talking about Red?
Red rules.
Oh, yeah, because he's got to come up with some science music for us.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Red can do it all. If he can handle, like, you know, like the most world's like, biggest rock stars, yeah. He can, like, yeah. Figure it out for okay. Fab Mascara.
I know. We challenge him sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was excited because I just read my first academic paper on maskne. It was published in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology by Dr. Tio Wan Lin. Couple highlights. So she was basically just giving, like, for dermatologists that work with patients every day, like, here's what to look for, here's how it presents. And I was like, we could tell you because we've been talking about it all summer. Our understanding of maskne is largely observational, but they think it's a disorder of follicular occlusion. So it's not traditional pimples and acne like you think about. It's directly related to mechanical stress, which is a fancy word if you're saying like the fabric rubbing on your face. And then also microbiome dysbiosis, which is basically it's screwed with the environment that your skin is used to. So the heat, the pH, and your moisture, your sweat, everything that's in there with it. Usually happens within 6 weeks of mask wearing. And the best part was Dr. Wan Lin was suggesting mask designs and some things that might help. So look for masks with tightly woven natural fibers because they wick moisture, which is good. Then she pointed out, however, they also hold the moisture, so they eventually start feeling sticky, which I guess people have probably noticed over the summer, you know, if you were wearing a natural fiber. She suggests we start designing more and looking for masks with biofunctional textiles. Those are fabrics woven with things like copper oxide polyesters. Copper oxide is associated with reduced wrinkles. Also silver, zinc oxide, and copper oxide nanoparticles. We've talked about those on the show. They are antibacterial. They have antibacterial properties. So I was like, okay, does anybody do that so far? Because if not, there's Fat Mascara's million-dollar idea, right? Unfortunately, we are not first to this game. So I found two companies that are doing this. Coppermask.com, as the name implies, has a mask with copper woven into it for its antibacterial. And then the futonshop.com also happens to make a copper-infused face mask. So I'm sure there's going to be more soon. There might be others. And if there are, I will add them to the blog, along with links to that academic paper, because I know you love a white paper like I do, and to both those masks that we just mentioned. And that was the news.
I have become one of those people that I never wanted to be, which is the person with 700 unread emails in my inbox.
Oh my God. On your phone, do you have the little bubble on the app with like a three-digit number?
Oh, yeah. No, that's me. But like now even—
I have agita.
Yeah. No, that's me. But like at work, like I used to see people who they'd be like, you know, you could walk over in the days when we were working in the office— and you'd like peer over their shoulder and be like, yo, can I ask you something? And then you'd see their inbox and it would just be a sea of bold. Or they'd be like, oh, did you get my email? And they'd be like, no. And then you'd be like, of course, bitch, you didn't see my email because you've got like 9,000 unread emails. Like, do you like
right,
even work?
Right.
And I'd be like, they are so lazy and they don't even deserve to be here. And like now I'm that person.
You are not that person, but I get it. But I knew I found a friend in a cubicle mate at Mary Claire. Her name's Kayla. And she was talking to me. We came up with a term for it, zero dark 30, which I think is actually a term in like a movie or something. We wouldn't leave the office until we got to zero dark on our inbox. And she didn't even keep them in her inbox. She wanted them filed away in folders. I still keep them in my inbox.
I think
for,
that's
like,
demented
items. Yeah. So I used to call her like zero dark 30 of like, you know, because she had never had an unread email.
I think that person's going to have a nervous breakdown at some point. Sorry, Kayla. I don't know you. I shouldn't say that. But I don't think inbox zero. I mean, this is a whole other conversation. P.S. I don't wish that person a nervous breakdown. I don't think inbox zero should be a goal. I have like very serious thoughts about this. But I don't like the way I'm living right now with this very like serious like inbox problem, but we can talk about this another time. My point was, what I'm getting to is there was one email that did leap out at me in the haystack, the haystack of unread emails. And by the way, I'm not like filing my nails if someone's like, that's why Jessica Matlin didn't write me back. No, it's like, I'm really busy. The email that leapt out was one about crotch talks. It said in all caps, crotch talks. And I was like, excuse me? When I was on my like 40th Zoom, you know, like, you know, SOS, like, you know, firefighting call. And I was like, sorry, like, I'll call you back. And I was like,
because I got to see what crotch talks is all about.
I was like, I think we've got a story.
What if you made a face and someone's like, oh, why are you making a face? You know, like in meetings, because everybody's like looking around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just got an email about crotch talks.
Yeah, I found that one out the hard way. Yeah. I was like, what? Like, boing? Like, my eyeballs went boing?
Same.
It takes a lot to make this jaded old crusty beauty editor like think believe in something new.
Please don't say crusty in the same
okay. Okay. I was like, there is something new going on in the beauty scene that I've never heard about. And like, Lordy, I've got to find out.
All right. Slow your roll, because I'm here to tell you it's not that new. Someone just gave it a fun new name. So basically—
Wait a second. You've been getting crotch talks this whole time and I didn't know?
No. So Botox has an FDA-approved indication for the treatment of hyperhidrosis, which is excessive sweating, in your armpits.
Oh, yes. Well, we know about that. I wrote about that in 2003.
So I got the press release that you got. And so the Karen Whitney is a physician's assistant at Advanced.
I'm sorry, I gotta interrupt you. We're like inboxes lighting up all over the beauty, like the beauty scene. Like you got the same press release. I'm picturing your eyeballs like bugging out of your head too.
Well, then not that many people seem to have written about it. So I don't know if it like caught as many other people as me, because it's not quite taking on you. Poor Karen Whitney, the physician's assistant who labeled it. She's the one, I think, I can't confirm this, that gave it the name crotch tox. And basically what she said she was seeing was people getting off-label injections of Botox in their groin region for groin sweat.
Oh, okay.
And then she got a, little cute with it and decided to call it crotch tox.
Well, it's definitely cute.
I mean, so think about that what you want. But basically, here's what happens. So when you get Botox for wrinkles, it's a neuromodulator for the muscle, so the muscle doesn't contract. When you do it for a hyperhidrosis, the injector is putting it more superficially, so it is not getting down into the muscle. Instead, it diffuses where the sweat glands are and inactivates the sweat glands. So it's sort of like a diffuse little injection of the neuromodulator like Botox to make the sweat stop sweating.
Yeah.
And so she says they're doing them in the crease that runs from your hips to your crotch region along the diagonal panty line. That's very graphic. I think she could have just said panty line.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering, oh, I have sweat glands there. Okay, I did not know this. And I was like, oh, where are the glands? Because I don't know. I picture them, you know, when you have swollen glands in your armpit and like, or maybe those are lymph nodes. You know,
I'm getting nauseated. Yeah.
I'm sorry. So let me just say this. The human body has 1.6 to 5 million sweat glands. So it's not like they have to find a gland and inject it. They're all over your skin all the time. And a little dose of Botox makes them inactivate. So whose crotch is that sweaty? That's what I want to know.
I'm sure, you know, listen, I sometimes get like, you know, a little sweaty.
Like a little swamp,
Not to the level where I would be willing to take a needle there. I mean, I think like, don't we all like, everyone's for sitting in for a long time, like feel like this is gross. I mean, that's why people put like Gold Bond powder all over.
Or panty liner, I guess. Is that for sweat sometimes?
That's maybe like, but that's certainly not on your panty line. That's like right on your, yeah, you know, bits. Yeah. Listen, I think here's what I feel. Whatever is going to make you feel more confident, I have no issue with that. I think that if it's going to make you feel better to not be sweating in your dress pants or your leggings, or you know, feel like you need to take a shower like before you do, yeah, you know. Crotch tox is what you need. You go, girl, or guy,
yeah,
or whatever.
Hyperhidrosis. It's not selective. It's not like it's your armpits only. They do off-label yeah usage for scalp, for hands. So I'm sure if you have that condition, that's definitely you're sweaty all over. So go ahead and get some. I'm just not so sure about this name. I mean, it's giving me a giggle, but I feel like we need something a little bit more elevated. If you,
I don't know.
Get back to us if you guys have a new name.
Made me smile. It made me smile.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Jen, remember a couple weeks ago you made fun of me for my Laura Ashley button-up peasant blouse?
I didn't make fun. I called it out, as in, like, I see you in your... I'm sorry if I...
It's okay. It's okay. I took it as light teasing. I didn't, like, think about it for more than a second.
That would be mean.
No.
It was really cute, too.
This segment is about how stuff like that ridiculous puffy shirt that I was wearing is actually part of a larger trend that is happening, which if you're listening to this show, you may already be well aware. And I can't unpack the trend fully because it is so deep. It is so profound. It is called cottagecore. And I am feeling it, baby. Okay.
Now, I want to preface it and say we're going to mostly talk about the aesthetic vibe of cottagecore. But if you are interested, please do give cottagecore a Google, because there is some political subtext to cottagecore that we're not going to cover in this segment. So let me just say that.
Cottagecore is really this kind of like return to this kind of like, let's go back to nature. Let's go back to wearing like,
not back to nature, back to your English country cottage with flowers and like...
It's back to the farm. It's back to,
okay, back to the farm.
You know, like even I was thinking about you it's back to like, yes, the pastoral, idyllic. Yeah. It's not to let's go...
Controlled nature.
Controlled, beautiful, idyllic nature. It's, you know, in the purest form, it is back to this, you know, gorgeous, pastoral, idyllic kind of nature. But if you want to kind of break it apart, it is why people are baking bread and putting photographs of it on Instagram. It is why people are obsessed with plants. It is why, and like, listen, I know you might be thinking this, well, people, I've been planting since I was, you know, grandma's planted. Like the plants are nothing new. Nature is nothing new. Having a little fucking pet is nothing new. Excuse my language. None of these things are new. And I don't want anyone thinking that I am thinking that like farms are new or people working on farms are trendy. Because this is not like, this is what's so stupid and annoying about these kinds of trends, because it's taking something that is a part of life and that has always been here and it's part of history and is baked into like our world and making it a cute Instagram trend, and it's like crazy making.
So yes, what? Literally, we worked in magazines for like 15 years. This was our job to like put all those things together with a cute name.
No, I know, but we have, but like now that I'm on a podcast, we could talk about the nuance and I have to put it in a 5-minute like talk. I don't want people walking away and thinking that I think, guys, you know what's really hot right now? Going to a farm and making it cute.
I did not expect this to go in this direction.
But this is what cottagecore is about right now. It's like what people are, they want to go back to nature. And why do they want to go back to nature? This comes to, we're going to talk about beauty in a second, but I just want to paint the picture. People want to go back to nature. They want to, you know, I even thought about you, Jen, like, you know, going upstate all the time, you know, because you want to escape the city. You want to go and like get out of Dodge right now. Because why? Because like, we're stuck in a hellhole right now. Not that New York is a hellhole right now, but you want to escape the grueling day to day, you're all trapped inside. Everyone wants to get out of the day to day and they want something beautiful and idyllic to look at. You're looking at me with concerned eyes. Do you think that...
Well, just because the word cottage is throwing me off in this whole thing. Because I think of it as like a more homey.
Well, yeah. Like well, yeah. Well, okay. Well, this is all... It's this Venn diagram. It's needlepoint.
Yeah,
It's needlepoint. It's nightgowns.
So what's that? What is it in beauty for you,
so
then?
Yeah. I'm getting there. It's a reaction to the artificial. It's a reaction to the, let's paint ourselves up looking in 15 different like eyeliners to create a look to go where? Nowhere. So what is a romantic face that goes with our cottage core, like, you know, like Susie Sunshine outside look? It is a dewy face. It is a natural hair look. It is like rose petals on the face. It's whimsical. It's earthy. I'm loving this. Like I was kind of making fun of cottagecore. No, I'm like super into it. It's like yummy, like ethereal, pliable. Like it's like an earth goddess skin.
I feel like I should just say nothing because I've watched you go, this was amazing. I feel like we're on the couch at the therapist's. Like we went from like, everything just came out all at once.
No, I'm like, it's like brushed up brows. It's like, it's a little glossy, I think, because it's like...
I think, so is this girl walking around and then the e-girl we talked about a couple weeks ago with the glitter and
she might
black
have glitter.
Lipstick?
I don't think she has black cottage lipstick, but she...
Like, so, but...
It's fairy.
No, I'm saying, is this the opposite of the e-girl? Like, is it like if you were in high school, would the e-girl be dueling with the cottage core
No,
girl?
I don't think... I think they'd be friends. But I think they would be friends. I think there's a Venn diagram. But I think that the cottage core... But I don't think that we have to be, like, so prescriptive. But I think cottage core... is really...
At its core.
Cottage core at its core. I think it is just a reaction to the person, or the person, and maybe she's even the same person that she's, but she's like the pendulum is swinging, is I want to feel like a kind of like a purity, but also like a whimsy. A purity and a whimsy. And like the skin is tactile. There's not a lot of liner. The colors are like a fantasy palette and like an earth palette, like a roses, lavender.
The Laura Ashley for Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, like if I'm creating a mood board, it's like dusty pinks.
Oh, okay. You know, you just walked us through. I feel like you're pitching an editor-in-chief on a story. This was great. I like saw your whole brain process of like selling someone on cottagecore.
When Taylor Swift came out with her album, the Folklore album, like that was like cottagecore because she went into the woods and she, you know, holed up and she made this beautiful album that wasn't like a pop album. Like we're in a cottagecore state of mind.
I want to add in two things I noticed that were hair related with cottagecore that I thought was interesting. The headscarves coming back instead of a headband. And then claw clips, like pulling your hair back in an upswept claw clip. It looked almost like Little House on the Prairie kind of vibe.
Yeah, like a Laura Ingalls. Yeah, like...
Yeah. But, so, I mean, there's beauty ways to get in on this. There's hair ways to get in on this. But we just feel like we just like to keep you up to speed. We're not saying go out and turn yourself into a cottage head.
I'm excited about it, actually.
Well, maybe Jess will.
I think the palette's beautiful. It's like the opposite of the Instagram makeup. I think we're so ready for this palette cleanser.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a cottage head.
Dude, I'm into it. Are you guys into
it?
Okay. Okay, are you ready to raise a wand? We've got a good one. This one's from Rena from Vermont. Oh, Vermont. So cottagecore.
Take it away, Rena.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My name is Rena, and I am from Brattleboro, Vermont. And I would like to raise a wand to a skin/hand product that I've discovered and think is incredible. This is super cool because I've never felt the urge to call into a show before and offer my thoughts. But I love this product and I love your show. So I thought this would be fun. So why not? So the product I would like to raise a wand to is the First Aid Beauty Pharma oat and hemp multi-fix salve. I believe I got all the words right. A little bit of context. I have chronic eczema. I've had it my whole life, and I've tried pretty much everything under the sun to fix it, both topically and medication-wise, and it's always been kind of mixed results. And as I've gotten older, it's confined itself mostly to my hands. And as I'm sure you know, what with COVID now being the thing, there's so much more hand washing and alcohol-based hand sanitizers and dryness. And now with it becoming winter, the dry air, and it's all kind of combining at once. So it has not been a great year for my skin personally. And this salve is, I kid you not, it is the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser of hand products. It works on small flare-ups if you have the kind of eczema or the kind of dryness where your skin starts to crack, if you know what I mean. You just like pop a little bit of it in the crack and maybe put a Band-Aid on it if you want, and it gets right to work. I think it's a little bit expensive for the amount of product you get, but what you're buying really, really, really works. So yeah, I think that's just about it. I love the show. Thank you so much for being a little blep of consistency in this otherwise super inconsistent world. And be well. Take care.
Rena, thank you. Honestly, you had me at Magic Eraser. Like, that was, you should be a magazine editor, because calling a beauty product that, it's just like, it does what it says it does it immediately, fixes things, you just pull it out, magic, voila. So, First Aid Beauty, we will put a link to that product on the blog. And also, if you guys want to share your raise a wand with us, I have so much fun going through these every week. So please send them to us. You can call us and leave a voicemail with your recommendation. It's 646-481-8182. Or if you email us, here's a little tip if you really want to be on the show. the sound quality is a bit better if you make a voice memo and email it to us. So you can do that as well. Just say raise a wand in the subject line. Send us your voice memo, info@fatmascara.com. Okay.
Very nice.
Jess, can you get out of your cottage and share a product with us all?
It's so dreamy in there. So dreamy. Me making bread. And I don't know.
I am expecting like a sourdough starter as your product this week. What do you got?
Playing with my little kittens and making needle points.
Okay. Ready? I'm actually raising a wand to a nail polish, which I haven't done in a really long time. If you are a fan of gold jewelry, which I am.
Girls Crew, try it.
I love Girls Crew so much. I love this nail polish because I think it goes really well with gold jewelry. If you wear like gold rings or gold bracelets, it goes so well with your Girls Crew jewelry, which P.S. I get no kickbacks from. I just really like it. We don't get kickbacks from anything that unless we say so.
Sorry, Red.
Kickbacks. So this is Kathleen Lights. Light
Oh my
Slacker.
God, her polishes are great. Yeah.
They're really good. I find that they've been staying on a long time. I do use a base coat and a top coat with it, so that's probably part of it. But it's been staying on for a while. It's called Light Slacker and Will Always Have Paris. And this reminds me of, I'm showing it to Jen, it's this like champagne color with shimmer. It reminds me of, do you remember? Of course you do. Surely you remember when Britney Spears was on the MTV Music Awards and she wore that like champagne like bodysuit. Like, and she
was this with the snake?
No, this
oh,
was
no, the full body. Yes.
Yes.
And she had like the headset that was white and the big like teased up puff hair.
No. It was when she was just in full, like she was just like, it looked like she was like naked, but like diamonds and glitter.
No, I know.
It was like, oops, I did it again. And she was like hitting the floor, like boom, boom. And like her whole body was incredible.
Yes, but there was a headset also. But yes, yes.
I'm sure she wore a headset, but it was, her hair was long and her body was amazing. And it looked like she was dripping in diamonds. This is what the color of the bodysuit looks like. But it's for
and
your
nails.
And
the name of the shade again from Kathleen?
We'll Always Have Paris.
So funny. I opened her new polishes with my cousin who was over, and I immediately gravitated to the same shade. And I immediately put on my fingers and I was like, this is one of those colors that goes with everything. And because it has a little shimmer, stays on longer than a regular lacquer. See, this is why we're friends.
So good. So good. All
right. Well, let's take your glamour, your Britney Spears, and let's go up my nose, shall we?
Yes.
So guys, I'm raising a wand to Mupirocin, which is an RX ointment. An antibacterial ointment. I really wanted to bring this up in case anybody else suffers from this and doesn't know what it is. This might give you a clue. I always would get this weird, like little flaky rash right around my nostrils. I thought it was perioral dermatitis, other things, whatever. I think it was finally Dendi Engelman I was in a desk side with. And I mentioned it to her and she said, come here, let me look at you. And she said, I want you to go to the derm, like, or come to me. I think that's a staph infection, which is MRS at MRSA. The like sounds scarier than it is. It's a bacteria that's everywhere, but it can sometimes get a hold on people and get in their nose. Turns out she was right. And once you have this, it's very easy to reoccur. Like anytime you blow your nose you're going to have this little rash around your nose again. I am scared that I'm going to get antibiotic resistance to this ointment because it's the only thing that fixes it. And you put it with a little swab in your nostril for like 4 days in a row and immediately the little infection goes away. So if you have a weird nose rash, and I'm thinking the maskne is really, the mask is one of the reasons I got a flare-up because I've been wearing the mask more and, you know, you're rubbing against it and there might be bacteria in there. So go to the derm. You might need Mupirocin. Such a horrible name. But anyway,
Mupirocin. Okay.
No, Mupir.
Oh, Mupira. Oh,
yeah. I'll put a link
okay.
on the blog.
Okay.
We wish you glamorous nails, no staph infections in your nose.
Oh, P.S. I looked up. It wasn't the bodysuit. It was she wore a bra and pants. 2000. Check it.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.